We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com.
Welcome back to another Tiger Style podcast brought to you by Shelter Insurance, recently ranked highest in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region, 4 out of 5 years in a row. By J.D. Power, Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. Coach Smith, welcome back to the booth.
I'm back.
You're back. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's been some busy first semester.
Yes, it has.
And with the, I think the semester ends this week, so.
Finals next week? Well, finals week, but yeah. Some of them this week, right?
Yeah, we've had guys with finals this week and next week, but it's wrapping up. So our big freshman class finishing their first fall semester at Mizzou.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it flew by. It does fly by once we start competing. Every week seems like, oh man, we got a short week. We got this. And with the new rules, with the 5 wins, with the freshmen, it's amazing. We've kind of had some split schedules going.
Right.
So like Dom will be taking the group up to Northern Iowa this week for a good tournament where you were saying Iowa, Iowa State, South Dakota State.
Yep.
Northern Iowa.
Northern
us.
Iowa.
There's a lot of Division I teams will have. Well, it'll probably be 8 to 12 man bracket type things,
which is great.
Which is short, but every match will be tough. So it'll be some interesting matchups there, and for our young guys,
it's kind of seems to be the theme this semester with those 5 dates, you know.
Yeah.
and they can't wrestle unattached in the first semester,
right?
So we split last weekend. So let's do a little bit of recap.
Yeah,
last week we had a big duel on Friday against West Virginia, conference matchup. Man, the Tigers came out ready to wrestle.
Yeah, started by true freshman Peyton Moore. He just, you know, you never know what to expect from a true freshman in their first duel because
right.
They're out there alone. And he came out firing, hits his little shrug, gets a takedown, gets a cradle, then re-cradles him again and pins him. So
he said that second one was tight. He said he was not coming off his back. So
he wanted off the mat. So that was good. But it was exciting because, you know, Peyton has been, you know, when you're the 25-pounder, 125-pounder in the room, there's nobody below you.
Right.
So everybody at his weight. great, which was just, you know, with Preston Spray having an injury and Certain now having an injury, all his workout partners are bigger than him. Yep. So he's had some struggles, but getting the opportunity and making the most of it. And he'll
it's a tough practice.
And he's going to go the whole month. So, yeah. You know, we expect him to wrestle the whole month of December as the starter. So he'll get a lot of good experience.
It certainly helps to start the duel off 125 with a pin and a quick pin, first period pin. Connor Brown follows it up. You know, we had 4 bonus point wins and 4 decisions and then the forfeit. So you look at half the matches, bonus point wins. You know, what were you saying to the group, you know, before that duel to prep them for, you know, a conference matchup?
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing really changes. It's just we see them in the practice room and they're wrestling aggressive. And we just did not have, you know, give credit to Arizona State, you know, in our first duel, that duel on the road there where we didn't score takedowns in 5 or 6 matches. And that's just not the way we want to wrestle. We've got to open up more. And to see us go out and attacking and scoring takedowns and putting, you know, getting turns, that's what you want to see. And, you know, for seeding, that's important for a lot of those guys, getting that first win in the conference. So it was good. It was real good.
They definitely did that. They were attacking. They were scoring 2 falls, 2 majors. And like I said, 4 decisions and the forfeit. So we definitely want to say thank you to the groups that came out to support that weekend. It was a big weekend for us with alumni, 40-plus alumni back in the
house. That was fun. And had them over the house after the duel, so got to hear that fish that keeps getting bigger.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the stories get better and better, but it's just how close all our alums from, you know, guys that graduated in the 70s to guys that just graduated 5 years ago, and how close they are because they know each other from being at so many events like this. And then, of course, at the socials, at the Big 12s or the NCAAs, our groups stay close. Or the kickoff barbecue people coming to. That it's, you know, we always say it. It's not a 5-year commitment. It's a lifetime. And it definitely is how close our groups
started?
Are.
How did you, you know, when you I'm sure the family aspect, you know, the Tiger style culture, you know, people buying into it. But how did you get this group to, I mean, alumni is huge. Your following is huge.
Well, part of it was we wanted the alumni, you know, you always see homecoming, and Mizzou technically started homecoming. And we're like, it's great to have homecoming during a football game, but why not a wrestling match and bring our guys back? So it started with that, where even early in the season, we had an alumni match. And that went pretty good. And we actually, the year we went 24-0 and won the national duels, we had one loss. And I'm always reminded by the McCormick brothers that we lost the duel that year to the alumni team. But of course, I think that year I had Jaden and Alan Hart were at the All-Star meet. So we weren't there, but it was some crazy matchups and the crazy rules that we had for it. But it started with that. Then we're like, all right, somebody's going to get hurt or whatever. Let's just bring them back. And, you know, since then we've gotten a lot of guys to come back, and a lot of them will come every other year. But last year I think we had close to 100. This year on a Friday night it was 40. But so many guys told me, coach, get me the date earlier or I'm going to plan on being there. So it's become an annual tradition now in our program.
I certainly enjoyed it, getting to meet a lot of them for the first time, and, you know, a lot of the old timers and their stories, the big fish keeps getting bigger kind of thing. It was great. We also had the Columbia Youth Club that was there.
They were there in a big group of them. And then it was the rugby team, Mizzou rugby team was there, which was neat to see. And we started the program with Tigers with Style. And you see those t-shirts where it says Tiger Style, but it has the with in between there. And the first week we had, who was out the first week? It was Betas.
Yes,
the Betas on campus. I think our next dual meet at home, it'll be Shelter Insurance.
Sponsor
of Mizzou, but they're bringing a big group out, and they'll get their t-shirts and sit up there together and come watch some wrestling, which it's great. We're getting I just had a text from another group on campus that wants to be a part of that. So we're getting different groups from, you know, fraternities or sororities to, you know, companies in town that want to be a part of Mizzou wrestling, and that's an important thing. So if you're watching this and you work for a business or you're in a group that would have interest, a youth club or whatever, and you want to come out and be Tigers with Style, let us know.
No, it's been really great. A lot of attention there. And then the last group that was there at the duel against West Virginia was the gymnastics team, who was recognized at halftime. So
it was a lot. Fifth in the country last year, and I think they have most of that team back. So can't wait for their opening meet, you know, when they have a meet against maybe one of the SECs. Hopefully we're in town and I can check it out. And we'll have our guys there screaming and yelling, causing trouble.
We can't forget the Elam brothers, Rocky and Zach. They were some honorary judges this past weekend. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that. That's scary.
They were honorary judges for the gymnastics.
6'5", 6'6", trying to do a cartwheel.
They weren't on the beams or anything. They were just judges. So it was good. And then on Sunday, we took a group over to the SIUE Cougar Clash, which is always a good tournament as well. Division I matchups. I believe 15 guys competed there. All 15 placed. We had two champion weight classes, 33 with Seltzer, who had a great performance.
He's just keeps improving as a true freshman, and you know, he was a big time top recruit for us, and he's doing a really good job this season.
He definitely made strides this weekend.
I think he beat two national qualifiers that are starters from those D1 teams, so that was a good weekend for him. And then both 84 pounders. That seems to be the trend at 84. We always have finalists in there, and I think
that's a tough trio.
Is it the third tournament we've taken 84 pounders to that we've had both in the finals?
So I think you're right.
But we didn't have them wrestle. There was no injury. We had an injury default somebody, but it does. The matches against a teammate don't count by NCAA, so they've wrestled each other enough that we didn't have a match in the finals.
Right. And then we had another three more in the finals, 49, 57, and 97.
Yeah.
You know, so we're putting guys in the finals. And then
Joe Milan Fisher, two other freshmen in there and battling and doing a good job. And Jesse Cassatt. We had an injury default him due to a head injury, but he'll be fine. He'll be ready to go here, hopefully this weekend. If not, he'll be ready for – we're going to be taking groups to Midlands and the Scuffle. So I think we have it where we're going to have 28 wrestlers competing over the break.
That's going to be great. It's going to be great. I'm excited for that weekend. Great tournament. Coming up, so this weekend is a big weekend for us. We take a group out to Virginia Tech, and we take a group to the UNI Open. We talked a little bit about the UNI Open, 20-plus guys going out there, the Division I opponents. And then on Sunday, we have a top 10-ranked matchup with Virginia Tech. It's going to be a great duel.
Virginia Tech, man, I'm looking at every guy's ranked. Yeah. And, of course, we're bringing a team where 9 of the 10 are ranked, and the only one that isn't is at 25 because Certain is out right now, and Peyton Moore is filling in. But just up and down their lineup, they have returning All-Americans in Andonian and Latona, and there's Makai Lewis at 74. Bolin's, I think Bolin's been an All-American before, so they have a heck of a team. They have a heck of a team, and some great matchups for us. When I think of Andonian, at 57, and Jarrett has been wrestling really well, and I'm looking forward to seeing that matchup.
Absolutely.
I mean, all of them, but there are, they have a couple true freshmen this year. I think they're true freshmen in the Tom Crook and the Caleb Henson at 41 and 49 that have jumped up pretty quickly in the rankings and are ranked pretty high. That'll give us some good challenges at 41 and 49.
So. Yeah, there's going to be some really solid matchups. And then, 74, we mentioned before that was an overtime match before.
Crazy match
Lewis.
Last year. Makai was getting the best of us in the first period. It was 4-2. He had two takedowns. But then Mako scores a takedown at the end of the second period to make it, I think it was 5-4 or whatever. Then we escape. It's 5-5. We almost take them down in regulation, almost take them down in overtime. Just some crazy scrambles, and we ended up getting reversed in the overtime, the rideouts, and lose the match. Right. So good. I'm looking forward to it because Makai Lewis is, he's a national champ. He was in the finals last year and lost a tough one. He's a two-time finalist. He's the real deal, and that'll be a good one for Mako.
You talked about, going into the West Virginia duel, not changing a whole lot, kind of getting back to ourselves, our style, what we want to be about. Is that kind of the same memo for this weekend?
We got to go attack. We've got to be the ones getting the takedown because there's going to be a lot of one-point matches and two-point matches in this duel. And the the way you go get it is scoring.
Right.
You know, you don't want to sit back and wait, especially when you're on the road and you're going to have crowds against you and all that. Wrestling aggressive is the best way to overcome that. And our guys know that. They, when they're at their best, they're going forward and attacking and faking and moving a guy, making him react, forcing the guy to take shots because you get them hit for stalling. Those are things we have to do. So, I mean, there's other little tweaks and game plans that they'll have in their, through their individual practices that the coaches are coaching them up on. But,
right.
you know, overall as a program, when we're scoring takedowns, we ride hard and we're working for turns. When we're doing that, we're a successful program.
Again, this is an away duel at Virginia Tech. You know, what kind of environment are you expecting going into
this
their
is
place?
A big duel for them. These are two top 10 teams in the country, two of the better dual meet teams in the country. You know, they're favored to win the ACC this year. I saw the ACC rankings. I think every one of their guys is ranked first or second in the ACC. So they have, you know, this is a special team that they've put together. And all top, when I'm looking through, all those guys are top recruits coming out. So it's going to be, it's always a tough environment. But I'm glad Coach Roby continues this. You know, we've been continuing to go home and aways because we can't, you know, a lot of the Big Ten schools won't wrestle us.
Right.
So we, you know, we have Arizona State that puts us on the schedule and a Virginia Tech. That's important that we get these tough dual meets.
No, it's great. I'm looking forward to it. I know a lot of Tiger Style is looking forward to it. Again, that duel is on Sunday.
Yes.
I believe it is 3:30 Central Time, 4:30 Eastern Time. So tune in to catch that duel. This podcast is brought to you by Raceline. With over 30 years of turnkey project execution, Raceline is an industry leader in engineering, manufacturing, and installation of modular process systems. So, Coach, after this weekend, there's a little bit of a break, which is kind of rare, but we come back. We're at home against North Dakota State on December 20th. That's a Tuesday. Another good matchup. That's at 6:30.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
I looked at what they did in the beginning of the year. They knocked off a really good Nebraska team who just won the Vegas tournament. So
kind of shocked the wrestling world there.
Yeah. But the Big 12 is loaded this year. When we saw, you know, Nebraska winning it out there and that North Dakota beat them, then I'm seeing a South Dakota State team that took third out in Vegas and looked good. So Big 12 is looking tough, but I'm not even thinking about North Dakota State because I know they're good, but we got Virginia Tech, you know,
absolutely.
And we got to be ready for them.
Can't look too far ahead. And then we're going to, like you said before, welcome Shelter Insurance for that duel.
Yep.
Looking forward to having them for the Tigers with Style group. And then, as you already mentioned, for the Midlands and the Southern Scuffle, close to 30 wrestlers competing that weekend.
I think we're taking 18 down to the Scuffle, and then we'll have 10 up at the Midlands in Chicago.
That's always a great tournament.
We'll be wrestling all over the country.
That's great.
But it'll be good. We're getting some great competition for our fans. They're getting to see our young guys wrestle and our older guys. So we're looking forward. We won the Scuffle last year, so we're looking to go back and repeat as team champions.
We definitely have a good group going down,
yeah.
and should be contenders to do that. I'm excited for this weekend, though.
Yeah,
this is
going
to it's gonna be a big one. Coach, anything else to add to the podcast?
Just appreciate, you know, the Tiger Style fan base, the support they give us and our alumni, and just continue to support and come out. Look forward to seeing everybody face-to-face next week at the North Dakota State Duel.
We appreciate having you back. Got to get you back in here more often, so... This podcast is powered by Socket Fiber, the fastest, most reliable internet. And as always, Tiger Style, stay ready.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. From Learfield.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.